From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. Two Republican debates are lined up this weekend ahead of next week's primary in New Hampshire. Voters there head to the polls on Tuesday. Former Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney is focusing his attacks on the Obama administration, saying no matter who ultimately wins the GOP nomination, defeating the president in November is the main goal.
If there's a candidate who thinks this campaign is about them, they're wrong. This is a campaign about America. And about keeping this country true to the principles upon which it was founded.
Romney speaking there with supporters at a spaghetti dinner in Tilton, New Hampshire. Romney is heavily favored in New Hampshire, but his rivals are working to close the gap. NPR's Don Gagne says Rick Santorum is seeking momentum at town hall meetings across New Hampshire.
In New Hampshire, Santorum has been appearing in small venues and filling them up, and then some. He started Friday in the town of Keene, where he reacted to the latest jobs report, which shows the U.S. unemployment rate fell to 8.5%. Its lowest rate in 3 years.
I'm very gratified to see that in spite of President Obama's policies that the job market is beginning to pick up a little bit.
Later in the day, an event planned for a small banquet hall got moved outside to the parking lot to accommodate the crowd. Polls show Santorum has moved up since he nearly tied Mitt Romney in Iowa, but that Romney still has a 20-point lead in New Hampshire. Don Gagne, NPR News, Manchester.
President Obama says the economy is heading in the right direction in his weekly address a day after the monthly jobs report. He called attention to companies that have brought jobs back to the United States. The White House is holding a forum next week. The Obama administration is defending its health care overhaul law and filings with the Supreme Court. Administration attorneys say Congress was within its constitutional powers in requiring Americans to buy insurance or pay a penalty. They say the law is an appropriate response to a crisis in the national health care market. Critics argue Congress overstepped its authority. The justices will hear arguments in late March. A Texas teenager is back home after a 9-month odyssey that took her to South America. As NPR's John Burnett reports, the girl was deported after convincing authorities she was an illegal immigrant.
Jacadrian Larice Turner is an African-American teenager who speaks no Spanish and ran away from her home in Dallas to Houston last year. In May, she was arrested by Houston police for misdemeanor theft, and when she claimed to be Colombian, she was interviewed by agents with Immigration and Customs Enforcement. Satisfied that Turner was a Colombian living illegally in the U.S., ICE deported her to Bogota. The Colombian government welcomed her as a returning citizen and gave her shelter and a job. Back in Dallas, Turner's frantic grandmother, with clues from Jacadrian's Facebook page and help from Dallas police, tracked her to South America. The State Department said the girl was turned over to the U.S. Embassy in Bogota and is on her way back to Texas. John Burnett, NPR News, Austin.
And you're listening to NPR News. Pilgrims walking to the holy Shiite city of Karbala have been hit by a roadside bomb. Iraqi authorities say two pilgrims were killed and at least 8 others wounded when the bomb went off south of Baghdad. The attack was the third in as many days, targeting members of Iraq's Shiite majority. It also comes amid political turmoil that has renewed fears of sectarian violence. Police in Seattle are calling the discovery of a firebomb at a bank ATM machine an attempted arson. Police have released surveillance images of a person they suspect may have left the device. The firebomb never ignited. It was discovered yesterday by a man who shooed his wife away from the ATM and flagged down an officer. The National Football League wildcard playoffs begin today. And as Quinn Kleinfelter of member station WDET reports, it's a weekend of redemption for the NFL's Detroit Lions.
For years, the Lions were one of the NFL's doormats, but times have changed. The game between Detroit and the New Orleans Saints features the first playoff matchup between two quarterbacks who threw for more than 5,000 yards and 40 touchdowns in the regular season. That's Detroit's Matthew Stafford and the Saints' MVP candidate, Drew Brees. The Cincinnati Bengals head to Houston for the first postseason game in the Texans franchise history. Sunday, the New York Giants and quarterback Eli Manning, he of the consistent late-game heroics, take on the Atlanta Falcons' no-huddle offense, while the Pittsburgh Steelers, with two star players injured, face up-and-down quarterback Tim Tebow and his Denver Broncos. For NPR News, I'm Quinn Kleinfelter in Detroit.
A rural town in New Zealand is dealing with a tragedy today. Witnesses say a hot air balloon carrying 11 people hit power lines and burst into flames. All 11 people were killed. I'm Giles Snyder, NPR News, from Washington.